Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You okay? You a little winded after that? That was some legit cardio you just did.
Endurance.
Are you being ready to interview yet or what, dude?
Endurance is a problem right now.
You're in more ways
than one.
You're going to be breathing heavy into the mic this whole time. Have you ever had that, by the way, if you're late to, and we'll get to Dick Van here in a second. Have you ever been late, like, and you like had to run to the microphone and like
yes.
You're legit out of breath? It's so hard. It's so hard. It's in the first 2 minutes. Let's hear what Kyle Shanahan had to say through the wind yesterday.
You know, yeah. 408. I don't know what was worse, this or Bonte Desert postgame.
I thought you guys were fine.
Did you like the dances?
I did.
With the
traditional?
Traditional,
yeah,
Cameroonians,
cool.
They were good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, hold on one second. Spadoni, it's time to go behind enemy lines.
Oh my god. Underrated movie, by the way, with
it
Owen
is.
Wilson
it
behind
is.
Enemy lines. Gene Hackman,
by the way. Marcus of Richmond probably texted us 5-1-0. Bonte's not going for 15 minutes if you know what Marcus of Richmond means.
I mean,
Marcus of Richmond said all you need is 11 minutes.
As I've gotten older, I don't think he's wrong.
I don't think he's wrong either. One guy who's always wrong. He's always wrong. And I was on their show yesterday. The Softy and Dick show. KJR up in Seattle. It's the best show. Probably on the West Coast. I'm not going to lie. Those guys are good. I'll say that now. Wait. Dick's on the line. Hey, Dick, you guys suck up there in Seattle. Good morning to you. As we welcome in Dick Fan on the River Islands guest line on 95.7 The Game. All guests up here on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Lathrop. Dick, meet Joe Spadoni. He's in for Joe Shasky, the Butcher Boy.
Joey, hey, what's up, man? How are you? I got a brother named Joey, so I love all Joeys.
There you go. Joey, see, that's exactly. That's a brother. Joe, like... He could call me Joey, but if like Bonte tried to call me Joey, I'm not feeling that.
Yeah, we don't really get along. I work with a Raider fan right now, man. He's a diehard Raider fan, and he's like,
"How do you bring that up?" Like,
no, I'm bringing it up because he brings all the truth to like as I'm trying to be a homer, Dick, to the 49ers and the Warriors. He has to come rein in on my parade and be objective.
Well, Dick, the Niners fans don't know how good they've had it over the years. They're spoiled, and they're 5-4 right now, and the sky's falling. And Brock Purdy, oh my God, they don't know how good they have it.
Well, we have a lot of sympathizers with the Raiders up in the Pacific Northwest because there's a lot of Gardner Minshew fans. I mean, every Cougar thinks Gardner Minshew walks on water, and every Husky, you know, likes him too because we just kicked his ass in the Apple Cup in the snow. So, I mean, there's no hate towards Gardner Minshew. I mean, I'm with the Raiders. I can pull with you.
He stinks, by the way. Go ahead.
There you go. It's not right. What about Geno? Do they feel the same way about Geno right now, Dick?
No. I think there's still some... I think there's still some stragglers out there with Geno, but, you know, really, my opinion on Geno hasn't wavered too much. I mean, Geno Smith is what he is. He is the 12th to 16th best starting quarterback in the NFL, and sometimes he looks closer to the 20th. Sometimes he looks closer to the 8th, but that's what the 12th to 16th best quarterback in the NFL looks like, right? He doesn't always look like a mediocre quarterback. You know, anytime you have something that's average, sometimes they look great, like he did against Atlanta, absolutely shredding the Falcons. And it seems like every time Geno goes into a dome, whether it's Atlanta, Detroit, New Orleans, go look at those three cities. Geno puts up like 75% completion percentage and about a 130 passer rating every single time. The problem is we don't play in a dome anymore. I mean, if we played in the Kingdom, maybe Geno would be the best quarterback in the NFL, but we don't play in a dome anymore. And he comes home, and all of a sudden, I mean, the Seahawks can't win. The Seahawks lost four games in 27 days.
Wow.
At Lumen Field.
Wow.
Four games in 27 days. I had to go back and look at how many days it's been since the Huskies lost four games at home. It was over 1,000 days. That the Huskies lost at home. It was four times. It was 27 days and four losses for the Seahawks. And Geno Smith was a major reason for that in a couple of those games.
Well, is the Kings, hold on real quick, but is the Kingdom still around or you guys blew that place up?
Oh, we blew it up. They, yeah. The Kingdom, Lumen Field sits there where the Kingdom is.
Oh, really?
The exact same burial ground that the Kingdom was built on.
I had no idea. Wow.
That home run from Mark McGwire still traveling over through Seattle.
Yeah, that's right, off of Randy Johnson.
That's right.
You better believe it.
You guys had Mike Holmgren on your station, Dick. Was it on your show, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. He comes on all the shows, but yes, he was on our show yesterday.
And he said that he thinks Geno Smith is going to get a new contract from the Seahawks. Would you be surprised by that?
Boy, if it's something in the range of what we saw this last time, which was, you know, it was reported as, you know, something bigger than it actually was. It was really $25 million a year. If he gets just the inflationary raise upon $25 million a year for a couple of seasons, I don't think that is anything that's going to break the bank. And at least makes you competitive at the quarterback position if you have no other answer. And right now they really have no other answer unless you think, you know, Sam Howell is going to magically be better than Geno Smith. He certainly wasn't in training camp. So I think that's really up in the air right now. What I would do if I was the Seahawks, I would play Geno next year under the final year of his deal, similar to what the Cowboys did with Dak Prescott, right? I mean, or look like they were going to do with Dak Prescott. Play him under the last year of his deal, draft the quarterback, get your succession plan and have Geno Smith teach that guy as he has a year, kind of like what Atlanta's doing with Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix. Now, I think Penix should play next year and not wait 2 or 3 years to play in Atlanta, but that would be the ideal scenario. That way you're not breaking the bank in the future and you've given a year to a guy so you're not just throwing a rookie out to the Wolves with what should be a pretty good team by the time 2026 comes around.
Talking to Dick Van here on the Morning Roast, 96.9 KGR radio host up in Seattle. And Dick, I think you've said it on this show. I don't know if you said it multiple times, but you've definitely said in the past that you're hoping that the 49ers make Brock Purdy the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Are you still thinking that? Are you still hoping they do that, break off that chunk for him?
I saw a number with our friend Michael Jannetty of Spotrac the other day, which said $62.5 million average annual value. And like literally like Christmas came early for me, guys. And that's not to say that Brock Purdy is not a good quarterback. He's a better quarterback than Geno Smith, not a massively better quarterback than Geno Smith. He's in that next tier above Geno Smith, but he's certainly not in that tier of the five or six quarterbacks that we all know that are in tier number one. And those, in my opinion, are the only quarterbacks that should be paid that type of money. The Lamar Jacksons, the Josh Allens, the Joe Burrows, the Patrick Mahomes, those are the guys that should be paid that type of money because they are transcendent quarterbacks. They are quarterbacks that can win you football games. Brock Purdy and Geno Smith can win football games, but they can't win you football games if everything else is crumbling around them. Patrick Mahomes, as we've seen on multiple cases, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, everything can be crumbling around them, and they find ways to win football games and win playoff games. Brock Purdy and Geno Smith are not that, even though I will give Brock Purdy the edge over Geno.
Yeah, a big edge, Dick. A big edge, because...
But not a big enough edge to pay him $62 million a year, bro.
It is what it is, the money, and we'll see how that plays out here, but... Brock Purdy's been pretty damn good. Fourth quarter special last week as well against Tampa Bay. But I want to ask you about the head coach who came over from the Baltimore Ravens. I expected a lot more from the defense. Obviously, you guys don't have the same pieces as Baltimore. But how would you, if you had to give Mike McDonald a grade, what would that grade be so far for his first season with the Seattle Seahawks?
Straight up C. It is just, I'm giving him time. Our guy Hugh Millen, who's our NFL expert on the station, he continually points out what Mike McDonald did in his first half of his first year with Baltimore and then his second half of the first year with Baltimore, and it was night and day. I mean, they were right around 20th in yards allowed, points allowed after his first 8-9 games with Baltimore. Second half of the season, they were the number one defense in the NFL. So we started to see that. What I'm really interested to see, I'm interested to see how the Seahawks defense plays on Sunday more than I am the Seahawks offense, because I want to answer the question, did the Seahawks truly take a step on defense their last game against the Rams, where they looked really good? Mm-hmm. I mean, they held the Rams to 17 points. They looked really good after getting embarrassed by Buffalo. They turned it around and looked excellent on defense against the Rams. Now, the 49ers present a tougher offensive problem than the Rams do. But if they can look as good as they did against the Rams and maybe hold the 49ers in that, you know, mid-20s range, I've got some hope that this defense might be turning the corner. And at least it gives the Seahawks offense a chance to win the game. I don't think the Seahawks win the game, but if the defense can hold them around 24 to 27, at least you're going to have a chance at the end of the game to pull off a victory.
When you look at this 49ers team, Dick, who do you circle out? I know it might not be Brock Purdy, but who is on this team right now, offensively, defensively, that you're most concerned about heading into this matchup Sunday at Levi's?
I'm actually going to say, defensively, I don't even know if he's playing. You can tell me, Nick Bosa. I mean, the Seahawks tackles, we've got Abe Lucas hopefully coming back on the right side for the first time, but he's not going to be 100%. He is going to be a rusty right tackle. There's no question about that. Charles Cross on the left side has not been as advertised, but he's still in a better than average left tackle. The middle of that defense or offensive line has been an absolute disaster this season. Both guard spots and the center spot have been a disaster. I know, I'm sure you've seen on SportsCenter, you know, how many times Connor Williams snaps the ball over Geno Smith's head. It's become like a weekly occurrence. But Connor Williams, I don't think, is playing this week. Looks like he's going to be banged up. So that might be a blessing for the Seahawks. But Nick Bosa on the defensive end, if he's playing. And then George Kittle just finds his way into the Seahawks secondary every single time they play. Even in the LOB era, man, George Kittle would take on Cam Chancellor and give him problems. So, I mean, that is a nightmare matchup. It always has been for the Seahawks.
You know what? You mentioned Nick Bosa, and he dominated that Thursday night game, set the tone on the first three plays of the game against the run and the pass. And we were begging for Nick Bosa to kind of step up here as the highest paid defensive player of football. So you're right about that. Deion Lenore now at corner. And Tarvarius Ward will not play. And he's had some success against DK Metcalf. Now, from what I'm hearing up there, Dick, DK is going to play this Sunday, right?
Yes, and I believe, didn't Ward miss the last game against the Seahawks?
Did he miss the last game Thursday night?
Oh, he was a late scratch.
He was a late scratch on game day. You're exactly right. Renardo Green was playing, a rookie out of Florida State. He had that pick against DK Metcalf on the over route when Seattle was trying to make a comeback down 23-17. You're right about that. So just DK, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Tyler Lockett. I don't know. Maybe it's the quarterback, Dick, but I did have high expectations for this trio because I think Jaxon Smith-Njigba could be a superstar in this league. What about this receiver core, as well as Noah Fant, who I don't think is going to play this Sunday?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to either. JSN is going to be a star in this league, and he's starting to break out now. He's one of those dynasty fantasy league guys. You got to trade for him this year because he's going to end up being a number one wide receiver in this league. He's very, very good. I think the problems with the offense are twofold. One, the offensive line, and two, the play calling by Ryan Grubb. I mean, Ryan Grubb came from a Washington Husky offense that had the Joe Moore award-winning offensive line for best in the country, and Michael Penix with Rome Odunze, Jalen Polk, and Jalen McMillan.
Yep.
I mean, and a pretty darn good running back in Dylan Johnson. Mm-hmm. So what would he do? He'd play action. He'd drop Michael Penix back. Penix could sit back in the pocket for 5 seconds all day long and wait for those receivers to develop downfield, those routes to develop downfield, and then he threw with the greatest accuracy maybe of anybody in college football, not named Jalen Daniels, and maybe he was even better than Jalen Daniels last year. Some would say he was, and yet he's trying to bring some of that offense here. They can't get the run game going because of the offensive line. Ken Walker's an excellent back. They haven't been able to get him on track. And then Geno Smith just holds the ball way too long. The offensive line, and Hugh broke this down for us, the offensive line, when they block the first 2.5 seconds, they're actually kind of middle of the road in pass protection. But when they have to hold their blocks more than 2.5 seconds, they're the worst in the league. And Geno Smith is part of the reason for that, because the plays are late developing. Geno does not like to get the ball out of his hands quickly. Watch that on Sunday. Is Geno Smith zipping the ball around quickly, or are you seeing deep developing routes? If you're seeing deep developing routes on 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, is going to be a long day for the Seahawk offense.
Talking to Dick Fan here, 96.9 KGR Radio in Seattle. One more for you, Dick, real quick. How do you see this NFC West shaking out here? Cardinals, are they for real? The Rams just had an ugly loss at home against the Dolphins. Niners, I think a lot of people are still expecting them to break out of this funk with Christian McCaffrey coming back now. But how do you see this whole thing shaking out in the NFC West?
I do see the Niners breaking out. I think they're the best team. I'll reserve judgment. I've seen the Rams a lot more than I've seen the Cardinals, so I'll reserve judgment a little bit on the Cardinals. The Seahawks play them 2 of the next 3 weeks, so I'll get a really good beat on what the Cardinals look like by the end of this month. The Rams don't impress me much. They really don't. They didn't impress me against the Seahawks a couple weeks ago, even though they won up here. They certainly didn't impress me against the Miami Dolphins on Monday Night Football. So I think the Rams and the Seahawks are battling for 3rd and 4th. And, and I think eventually San Francisco will pull away from Arizona. But, you got to get that engine revved up, right? At some point, the Niners have to get the engine started. And this would be a perfect opportunity against a rival in Seattle that has never beaten them with Geno Smith as the quarterback. And he knows that. He was asked that yesterday. There's a big article written by Greg Bell in the Tacoma News Tribune how Geno Smith understands he has got a big goose egg in his career in the win column against San Francisco, and he's going to try to change that on Sunday. I don't know if he can. I mean, he's got the talent too,
right?
But I just don't. I don't know if he has the it factor too. That's the thing lacking with Geno Smith, and also the help around him. He's got to get that run game going, which doesn't have anything to do with him. So he needs help from that offensive line.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to that wild card game when it was 20-17, or was it 23-17, where the Niners forced a fumble late third quarter, and the game just kind of snowballed for it. But he was playing well up until that point, Geno. So
they were up at Seahawks were up at halftime.
17-16.
Yeah, they were at halftime. Yep. I was like, holy crap, what's going on here?
Yeah, no, we were shook at Levi Stadium, that's for sure.
I got that field goal right there at the half. Yep. Penalty.
We were shook. Don't tell Softy that. By the way, what's Softy doing right now? Should I made him call in knowing that Butcher wasn't in? I know they have some beef.
He's got a long day. You know, we got college football tonight here. So we got UCLA tonight at 6 o'clock on Fox. So I'm going to be doing the they got me working anyway. I'll be doing the 12-2 show, and then Softy comes on at 2 and for the pregame show leading up to kickoff.
And you guys had the Kraken last night as well, right? You guys are they work the hell out of you.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, my job at the Kraken last night was to sit in the suite and drink Tito's and with a client. It was heavy lifting. Wow. You know, it was hard for me. I'm a little sore after it this morning, but I think I'll get over it.
Dick, is the entire state of Washington rooting against Alabama football because what Kalen DeBoer leaving you guys and going over there?
Yes, with one notable exception. If we get Kalen DeBoer against Dan Lanning again, we are all buying Crimson Tide jerseys.
Wow. Yes, I love that.
real quick, and now you got me going here because even though our college football teams stink down here and it's not that big as it once was with Stanford and Cal or whatnot, but Stanford was fun for a second, but I'm a huge college football fan. I try to go to one bowl game every single year, and last year was the Rose Bowl with Michigan and Bama. How are Husky fans adapting to the Big Ten? Because I think it's a cool concept, but I do miss the old school Pac-10 West Coast football. How are you guys adapting to Big Ten football, the culture in the Big Ten?
You know, it's hard. I think what's hurting the Huskies is just their lines of scrimmage. Unfortunately for the Dogs, their weaknesses are on both lines of scrimmage. They got plenty of skill guys, right? They got West Coast skill guys coming out the gazoo, but they've got a tough time handling Big Ten running attacks on the defensive line, and they're having a tough time, even with a really good running back in Jonah Coleman, they're having a tough time establishing the run on the offensive line against the Penn States of the world. Now, they were able to beat Michigan. That was a big win this year. That was cool. They were able to beat USC, you know, an old Pac-12 rival. So, you know, today's a big game. This makes them bowl eligible if they win today. I think they get it done against UCLA because they've been very good at home. In fact, they haven't lost. How about this, guys? The Huskies have not lost at home since Jimmy Lake was the head coach.
Damn.
Kalen DeBoer never lost at home, and Jed Fish has never lost at home. They're going for 20 straight home wins tonight against UCLA.
I got to visit that place. That's a tough place to play. It always has been, man. Right there on the lake, man. It's a lot of fun. All right, man. You're a lot better than Softy. Tell Softy he sucks, and, you know, you carry the show. We know who is the straw that stirs that drink up there, KJR in Seattle. It's Dick Fan, baby. Hey, thanks for always coming on with us, Dick. We appreciate it.
All right. No problem. Anytime, guys. We'll see you.
All right, man. Dick Fan, KJR Radio in Seattle, 96.9.
Big Dick Fan guy.
You just couldn't help yourself.
I just said, I enjoy
you just
work.
Couldn't help yourself.
Stop. Get your mind out of the gutter.
You couldn't
Dante
help
Hill.
Yourself. Yeah,
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.